the year. It combined teeming life with an improbable serenity so pronounced it was possible to distinguish birds, an eastern rosella, say, from a shrike thrush, by the noise their wings made cutting the air. For near 25 years, its beauty, its wonder, its lively tranquility fed my writing. The large waterway onto which the shack faced, D'Entrecasteaux Channel, was famous for its scallops, its oysters and flathead. Crayfish and abalone could be had. I would boast to friends of how the place crawled with life. Penguins nested under our shack. I'd wake in the middle of the night to the soft sound of dolphins breaching, and increasingly whales were returning. In 2002, I became aware of noise from a small salmon farm a kilometre and a half across the water. A farm so inconsequential, I'd never really thought about it. I reported the noise to the Tasmanian Government Department responsible, the Marine Farming Branch. They investigated, the noise stopped, and it seemed an end of things. Then in 2005, the noise returned. This time everything was different. The farm had a new operator, TazSow, the largest salmon company in Tasmania. The company had a checkered past and had only recently come out of receivership. Announcing a new focus on growing and slashing costs, it had purchased Aquataz, the previous operators of the farm. With others, I went back to the government. A senior bureaucrat at the Marine Farming Branch was very clear. TazSow, he said, was a nightmare. I can't do anything, he said, leaning back in his chair and folding his hands behind his head. If I do something, he said, TazSow rings the minister's office and the minister's office rings me. So I can't help. I've often thought about that strange day since. Government no longer seemed to be government. Regulators no longer were burdened by the need to regulate. Rule breakers had, through an incomprehensible metamorphosis, become the rule makers. And the new rules seemed made not by Parliament, but by a profit and loss ledger. By, in other words, greed. The senior bureaucrat advised us that our only hope was to deal directly with TazSow. And for the next 15 years we did. Over 15 years you might expect any industrial operation, particularly one with concerned neighbours, to gradually become quieter and cleaner. You would certainly expect government to improve regulation. But that's not what happened. The government regulators did nothing. As salmon farming industrialised, the farm grew larger, noisier and filthier, flogging our waters harder and harder, a TazSow senior employee once confiding that they breached their stocking limits there by 50%. For 15 years, our community tried to find an honourable compromise with TazSow. None of us wanted a fight. We wanted the beauty and happiness of our world to continue. That was all. We didn't like the growing evidence of marine pollution, of a struggling marine ecosystem. But we felt these were beyond our tiny influence, so we restricted our entreaties to noise only. We didn't like the salmon farm, but we felt compelled to accept it in a live and let live spirit. But while we let TazSow live, things began to die. The water, once so clear, grew turbid with the pollution from the farms, uneaten food pellets, the tons of fish shit that now fell to the seafloor below the cages, a sludge slowly swept by tide and current through the greater waterway that is D'Entrecasteaux Channel. Algal growths, fed by the massive nutrient outflows from the sludge, began appearing on the rocks and on the seagrass beds. The seagrass began to retreat.